VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Palestinian medical officials say an Israeli strike on a school sheltering displaced people in the Nusayrat refugee camp killed at least 17, mostly women and children, and injured 42. The Israeli military said it hit a Hamas command and control center. The strike comes as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Qatari officials in Doha as the U.S. struggles to advance ceasefire talks. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Good to see you.
Very good to see you. How are you, my friend?
Thank you.
How's everything?
Well, busy.
His visit to Qatar followed a stop in Israel, where Blinken met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. During the visit, Blinken stressed to Netanyahu the need for Israel to do more to help increase the flow of humanitarian aid to Palestinians, and said Israel should capitalize on the death of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar as an opportunity to stop its offensive in Gaza and secure the release of hostages there. I'm Karen Chamas.
Blinken said after talks in Qatar on Thursday that he anticipates negotiators will get together in the coming days for discussions on a ceasefire deal to end Israel's war in Gaza. Turkey has struck suspected Kurdish militant targets in Syria and Iraq for a second day after a deadly attack on the premises of a key defense company. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Drones belonging to the National Intelligence Organization Thursday targeted numerous strategic locations used by the Kurdistan Workers Party, PKK, or its affiliates. The targets included military intelligence, energy and infrastructure facilities, and ammunition depots. On Wednesday, Turkey's Air Force carried out airstrikes against similar targets in northern Syria and northern Iraq. Turkish officials have blamed the attack at the headquarters of the aerospace and defense company TISIS on the PKK. The attack on the defense company killed at least five people. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.